at the height of the election season, with a vitally important election coming up, we always honor the best day of the week. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, what day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
It's the day we let our hair down to let it all hang out.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know that. Coming up, Stavros Anthony. He is the subject of new TV ads from Ross Miller relative to possible campaign finance violations. We'll find out what that's all about. Stavros Anthony will join us coming up in our next segment. Also, Rico Waller. The eyes and ears of the northern Nevada area. We'll get a chance to visit with him. Also, Mia Ha, the owner of Pha 87 Vietnamese restaurant on Jones near Spring Mountain. We've talked about that restaurant many, many, many times. We'll get a chance to visit with her as we are closing in. Four days and counting to Election Day. And a guy that we haven't had on for a while, but we needed to have on, George Harris, magazine publisher. I just got my latest copy of Liberty Watch magazine, and it's fabulous. We'll talk with him coming up just after 5 o'clock. The president's going to be speaking, believe it or not, to a crowd of 250 in Rochester, Minnesota, coming up. And we'll try and take you there live if we have an opportunity. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
3:31 as we check out the traffic cams right now. We are getting some reduced speeds as you work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, northbound at Hacienda, southbound at the 95 interchange. Those lane restrictions continue in North Las Vegas. That's on the 15 both directions between Cheyenne and Craig. Also, you're touch and go on the Southern Beltway in the Henderson area, 215 west at Valley Verde, 215 eastbound at Gillespie. Remember, those delays continue on Boulder Highway as well, southbound between Sahara and Charleston. And construction continues on Jones Boulevard, both directions between Smoke Ranch and Upland.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Busy weekend of football in the Mountain West Conference. Tomorrow it is the battle for the Fremont Cannon as UNLV plays host to UNR. Nevada is considered a 2-touchdown favorite in that game. There is a Mountain West game tonight with Hawaii going to Wyoming. Yesterday, Fresno State over Colorado State, 38-17. Raiders football getting ready for their game against the Browns on Sunday. They did a lot of work this week to try to improve themselves from a defensive standpoint. We'll see what they will do. They especially wanted to get more of a pass rush. We'll see if their efforts during the week bears any fruit coming up on Sunday. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Today, everyone is expecting you to maintain a new level of clean, from customers and employees to students and staff. Cintas has the essential products and services to help you carry out cleaning protocols effectively. We'll keep you well stocked with cleaning supplies, professionally laundered uniforms, and other essentials like face masks, hand sanitizer, and thermometers. Give everyone the confidence they need to keep coming back. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is not often that we have a guest on 2 days in a row. You know, it looks like faulty scheduling, but in this particular case, it's breaking news. I go home last night and I see a new TV ad from Stavros Anthony's opponent, and it alleges campaign finance violations by Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman and a candidate for County Commissioner in District C. Wanted to give him a chance to respond. Stavros, great to have you on, even 2 days in a row. What about the ads? What about the allegations?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. It's always good to be with you. You know, it's interesting. I've run a very positive campaign, talked about who I am and what I'm going to do on the Clark County Commission, and really talking to people why they should vote for me, and really never brought up my opponent because I want people to vote for me and want to give them reasons for it. Unfortunately, Ross Miller has become a desperate candidate in the last 2 days, and he's put some commercial together that is full of lies, and it really shows a lack of integrity in this man. He filed a complaint with the Secretary of State saying that I made numerous campaign financial violations, and immediately he puts this commercial up accusing me of criminal activity. And I tell you, I've 29 years with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, and my integrity is intact. And I'm shocked that this guy would attack me this way. But that's what happens when you have a failed campaign, and you wait till the last minute to make these kind of allegations, and they're absolutely false allegations on his part.
So any of the donors or the money that came in that he alleges was outside of campaign finance stuff, you're saying it's just not true?
No, there was I had a couple of campaign accounts from my city council race, and I transferred some money from there over to my county commission race, but that's absolutely legal. The Secretary of State has already ruled that you can do those sorts of things. Candidates do that all the time. So there's absolutely nothing illegal about it. It's something that's done, and the Secretary of State says that it's completely within the guidelines, and he files an allegation with the Secretary of State, doesn't even allow the Secretary of State to respond to it in order to give him information to base his allegation. And what's absolutely appalling is he used to be the Secretary of State. And for him to file a complaint and not allow the Secretary of State to even respond to his allegation is absolutely atrocious. I'm assuming that if he were Secretary of State, he would like to respond to an allegation made against a candidate. So everything I did was absolutely legal. The one thing that did come up was I've raised close to $1 million because I've had so much support from people that want to see me on the Clark County Commission, especially as the first Republican in 12 years. And we did have two individuals that went over the legal limit. It was a small amount. We returned those checks immediately. It was in the right around $10,000-$15,000. It was a very small amount compared to my entire campaign, and that those checks were immediately returned. And for him to say that I committed felony crimes is absolutely atrocious from somebody like this. So it really shows who he is. It really shows that he's not getting any support. He's really not. I think he's raised 2 cents his entire campaign. Nobody's really getting support out of him. So this is just a desperate act at the last minute. And we've actually, I had an attorney send him a cease and desist order to immediately pull down those commercials because they're full of lies. And we'll see what he does and how long he wants to run these. But I think the people that live in District C know who I am. They know my record. They know my law and order background. They're going to see through all this.
Let me just ask you, is there any legal recourse you have other than a cease and desist request?
Well, that's number one. First of all, we did file a complaint with the Secretary of State's office that he made these allegations. He's actually violated the code of ethics. When you go to file for your candidacy, there's a form that you fill out called the code of ethics that you're not supposed to come up with lies and false allegations against your opponent. So we filed a complaint against him for violating that code of ethics, which he has done. We have sent him a cease and desist order asking him to take these down. And you know what? We'll see how it goes. And if it comes down to it, I'm going to file a lawsuit against him because my integrity is the most important thing to me, and I've had it for my entire life, and I'm not going to let somebody like this get away with making false accusations against me.
Hey, Stavros, always good, man. Glad to get this out. And again, I saw the commercial last night, and I said, whoa. I am glad you came on and set it straight. And you've made right on anything that may have been out of bounds, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you know what? I think part of this is I think the Democrat Party in general is starting to get desperate. I think they're starting to see a surge in Republicans showing up to vote early. I think these mail-in ballots are not working for them. They're even actually encouraging their own members to go out and vote early when they're initially telling them, don't go to the polls. It's too scary to go to the polls. That's why we did this mail-in ballot. So I think the entire Democratic Party, and including my opponent, is starting to see that Republicans are rising and they're going to the polls. And again, it's a desperate attempt to try to save a candidacy here.
Stavros, thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you coming on this show to talk about it. We will talk again, and best of luck on Election Day.
I appreciate you allowing me to come on and talk about it. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. Stavros Anthony, Las Vegas City Councilman, candidate for County Commissioner in District C. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm going to have a message for you about the election coming up in just a couple of minutes, because this is the most important election of our lifetime. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Albertson.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
My son is 10. He has brain tumor, and he's fighting for his life. We are so amazed by Sandrew. We don't have to pay, and we don't have to worry. This really helps us so much. I really respect people who donate. Tommy can have a second chance. We as a family can have a second chance. So I'm very grateful.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take just a minute to talk about the most important election in our lifetime. While it is true that the top of the fight card in the presidential race, it's always the top of the card, so to speak. Well, the races that most directly impact our lives are the undercard, what they call the down ballot election. Now, if you don't think who we send to Carson City doesn't matter, consider the last legislative session. We were just one vote short of handing Liberal Democrats a supermajority, they call it a supermajority, and the ability to pass any kind of tax increase they wanted. Now, we need to take back our legislature to back our president. President Trump has kept his promises when he was campaigning here in Nevada, remember? He said he doesn't play for the Washington establishment because he's not a politician, but he was elected to fight for us. Now, what can we do for him? Well, we can vote up and down the ballot for people who will do just that, fight for us. Early voting, it's underway, and today, 7 o'clock, that's it. No more early voting. Then you have to go to Election Day on Tuesday. This announcement paid for by the Washoe County Republican Party. In fact, in just a couple of minutes, we're going to take you live to the President of the United States. He was in Waterford, Michigan. He was in Green Bay. Now he is in Rochester, Minnesota. But they won't let him have any more than 250 folks in the stands. So I'm looking at the airport there in Rochester, Minnesota. And And there's 250 people. But they said they would not let him come if somehow he got above 250 people. And that's what's kind of sad. I want you to listen to Steve Moore real quick. I'm going to see if I can squeeze this in before the president. The former Trump economic guru during the campaign of 2016. And he said the campaign can brag all it wants about GDP growth. This is Steve Moore. And this is cut number six. Here's the president, or rather Steve Moore, earlier today.
Well, look, I mean, I can't stop smiling the last 24 hours because we had the greatest economic report maybe in the history of the United States yesterday. What a closing argument for Trump in terms of this, you know, blockbuster GDP. And the unemployment rate is coming down. We got another huge number of people off unemployment. It was 15 million people off unemployment in 6 months. So I think Trump does want this to be about the economy. If it is about the economy, Bill, I don't think there's any question that Donald Trump will win. And what I could never understand about the Joe Biden plan, and maybe Austin can explain this, is how do you get more jobs and more growth with a $4 trillion tax increase? By the way, that's bigger than any candidate, a Democratic candidate, has proposed, you know, before John F. Kennedy.
And listen to this. Well, in fact, I tell you what, we'll let you hear from the president in just a couple of minutes. I want to take a quick break. We're going to take it just a tad early, and then I promise you we will come back. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president is doing something I have never seen him do. He is working what they call a rope line, where there are adoring fans, 8 deep. For about 30 or 40 yards, and the president is shaking hands, and the Secret Service right near him, so he's safe, and now he's throwing out hats to the crowd. This is in addition to the 250 that he's going to speak to in just a couple minutes, but he's doing this in direct opposition to the governor of Minnesota, who said he could only have 250 people for the speech. He could only have 250. And he made a statement just a couple minutes ago about that, talking about the governor of Minnesota. And he made the bold prediction that we are going to win Minnesota. We'll find out if that indeed comes true. It's really sad that it comes to this. I want to go. Real quickly to Waterford, Michigan. This is cut two, and this is the president talking about the differences between the Trump and the Biden economies. There is a vast difference. This is cut two. This was the president this morning in Waterford, Michigan.
Biden will eradicate the economy. I will eradicate the virus and make the economy better than it's ever been. That's where we were. Now we're doing it again. And let's face it, he's shot. Do you agree with that? I could say. I'm not a fan of his, never was. He was never known as the smart one in the Senate. He was a touchy-feely guy, little personality, had a good personality. Now the personality's gone and a lot of other things are gone. He'll deliver poverty, misery, depression. I will deliver jobs, 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 good ones too. Yesterday it was announced that last quarter, when our economy, you know, when this was announced, it was a tremendous announcement. The problem with it was that we didn't get the kind of coverage that we should have. So in the history, think of it, in the history of our country, GDP went up to 33.1, right? In the history, and it was hardly mentioned. It's amazing. A friend of mine, very smart, said to me, oh, they won't talk about it. It's never been done before, right? They won't talk about it because they don't want you to win. Because they're sick and they're corrupt. They don't want you to win. In the last 5 months, we've created a record 11.4 million jobs, the most jobs in the short period of time ever created. And we also built the greatest economy in history. And now we're doing it again. See all those hats? Make America great again, again. Make America great again, again.
Yeah, I just love that. By the way, I'm looking at Rochester, Minnesota on our studio monitor, and Air Force One is there, and the flags are blowing. And the president just minutes ago was doing something I've never seen him do. And that's work a rope line. It's not a part of the, you know, all of these speeches that you see. The president never works a rope line. And obviously now that he's been infected with COVID-19, you would think they would keep him away from that, but they didn't. Secret Service said, hey, go right ahead. They may not have been happy about it, but he is, after all, the commander-in-chief. Stay where you are. We'll check in northern Nevada. We'll find out what's going on 4 days away from the election. What are they saying? What are they thinking and feeling in northern Nevada? We'll do that and more coming up. Rico Aller, the owner of Carson Insulation. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way.